Yo, this is Maddie Ray, and you're listening to MTMV Sports.
Errol Spence Jr. is not having the best time with motorized vehicles. The well-publicized crash of his Ferrari put him out of commission in October 2019. More recently, he totaled his 4x4. The first accident was alcohol-related. It's not been revealed if the latest was as well. Fortunately, it seems as if no more injuries were sustained. Since then, he's purchased a more primitive form of transportation, as he's the proud new owner of a horse. Hopefully, he'll keep the horse to a maximum of a brisk canter to reduce the risk of further injuring himself. Bellator got back in action on Friday, July 24th, with their main card broadcast headlined by a bantamweight bout between Ricky Bandejas and Sergio Pettis on the Paramount Network. The California-based company went back to the scene of their canceled bout on March 13th, the Mohegan Sun. President Scott Coker calls this his fight sphere and foresees holding bouts here regularly until at least September. Bellator is owned by ViacomCBS, and Coker said Showtime Boxing may also host events in Uncasville. The Mohegan Sun Athletic Commission is run by one of the best in the business, Mike Mazzulli. They have the infrastructure to house fighters and staff in the casino hotel and have worked on testing and quarantine strategies to keep everyone as safe as possible. A middleweight championship bout between Israel Adesanya and Paulo Costa is being rumored for UFC 253. This fight would have taken place earlier this year had Costa not been out for surgery. When it happens, it will mark just the second time in UFC history that two undefeated men will compete against each other for the title. UFC 98 in 2009 was the first time it happened when Sugar Rashad Evans faced Lyoto the Dragon Machida, who handed Evans his first loss via KO in the second round. All signs point to UFC 253 taking place September 19th on Fight Island. There's been talk recently of a trilogy coming together between Canelo and Triple G, but Manny Pacquiao looks like he wants to throw a wrench into those plans. It's been rumored that the senator from the Philippines wants to face Triple G at middleweight. Former WBO featherweight champ Oscar Valdez thinks Manny is crazy for talking about it, where pound-for-pound great Mikey Garcia gives Pac-Man a chance due to Triple G's recent showing versus Dervinchenko. It will be the highest weight class that Manny has fought at, and he will be taking on one of the best of this generation in this division. For more Fight Night news, look for the MTMV main card on your favorite podcast platforms. It's your man, The Voice, Fights correspondent for MTMV Sports.
Sports fans rejoice. You're listening to My Team, My Voice with MTMV Sports.